Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Hello, welcome to episode number 46 on the Health Flow Podcast. I'm with Ashley and Chandra. We're talking about our weight loss journey. Hey ladies, how you doing?
Hi!
In unison, they are just so together. So this is we just completed week number 4. We've got three more weeks to go after this week, right? So, update. I finally pulled my exercise together last week. So that's working. I probably lost only a half a pound, but one regret that I do have is that I did not measure inches prior to starting. I did yesterday because I knew that there were certain parts of me that I lost inches, but you know, that doesn't always equal to weight loss. So that's one regret. So I'm just going to continue on my journey, only half a pound this week, but you know, it was okay. I'm actually having a colonoscopy done tomorrow, so by next week.
You're down 2 pounds.
Not really, but this is good. Our focus for this week is to stay strong, put the eating and the exercising together, and it's been great. It's been amazing for me. I feel wonderful. I think I'm glowing, and my partners here are also growing with their skinny faces. Woo, woo. All right, so Ashley, tell us about your week.
My week, well, my weigh-in, I am the same. I was 206.2, and this week, 206.8. So, you know, I blame it on the alcohol. But other than that, I've been maintaining diet. I did go overboard this week with wine. So maybe that's what happened. Still doing my walking through the neighborhood and still not making 5,000 steps, but I'm moving.
10,000,
but I'm moving. So, so other than that, I've maintained. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Still proud of myself, and each week it's a challenge. So we're just trying to get better and better each week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Ms. Chandra, what you got to say to the people?
Okay, so I am up a pound this week. And even though I continue diligently with my steps, most of the time I'm hitting about 8,000, some days 10,000. And of course, having my meals prep really helped. But I discovered the power of alcohol. And even though I celebrated a little too early, but I'm still proud because I learned a lot. I learned that, I had 2 lemon drop martinis. And even when I went out, I didn't even eat. I just had appetizers. And then the next day, I went right back to my walking. I actually walked 2 miles. I did my water. I did all my green vegetables. And even the next day, and it's just like that alcohol just, you know, kind of threw a monkey wrench. And so I actually did some research, and it basically was saying that the liver can't detox the fat and the calories and the alcohol. So the alcohol is seen as a toxin or a poison because it detoxes it first. Because I was really perplexed by this, like, wait a minute, you know. So I learned a lot. I'm really excited to be on this journey because I'm learning that, hey, alcohol and, you know, your weight loss efforts, it will stall it. So, you know, I am thankful it's only a pound. So, you know, we're back on it. The faith is wavering this week, but we're recharged. We're going to get it. You know, I want to celebrate every day now, but I'm like, no, we're going to get back on track. So.
Yes. And that's what's great is that we have each other to not fall off completely. So my two guests. I have a question for them. They're not prepared, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. On episode 40, when I did that with Dr. Ali Zentner, she's an obesity specialist in Canada. So if you haven't listened to episode 40, this is a plug. We talked about fat shaming, you know, and how providers, your doctor, nurses, psychiatrists, whomever you see, sometimes they're not aware, but they're actually fat shaming people. And Chandra, I'm just going to ask you, have you ever been fat shamed?
Yes, pretty much all the time. When I go for my PCP, I don't think it's intentional. It always comes across as, I mean well, but you know, you are heavy and you are, you know, you need to lose weight. And I know even with my current PCP, it's like she praises me, but not really like, okay, I lost this weight, I'm so excited about 5 pounds. And she's looking like, okay, we'll keep up the good work. But I feel like that wasn't as enthusiastic as, hey, you're, you know, over 40 and you're overweight and you really need to work on this. And so, I don't know, maybe the perception is different coming from me because I'm the recipient. You know, maybe in her eyes, she really is just trying to help me, and maybe it's not fat shaming, but I think when you're overweight, you see it as fat shaming.
Or you may be a little bit more sensitive.
Because you're like, lady, look, I'm trying, you know, right. I'm not just eating snacks all day, you know? So, mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a thin line, because I think as a provider, maybe I am a little more sensitive to it, so my tactic would be a little different mm-hmm. than someone else's. And, you know, I think if you've never been overweight, maybe you don't understand.
Right. Okay, what about you, Ashley?
Actually, after having my baby, you know, I did gain like over 40 pounds, like after the first baby. Mm-hmm. And my doctor, a male doctor, was just pretty much saying, like, you're big, you need to lose this weight. You know, it's been like five months after delivery. He's like, okay, it's been 5 months, it's time to get with it. And it was like tough criticism, and I guess it was received, but it was just very direct. So I was taken aback by his directness, because he was overweight. So I felt some kind of way at how direct he was. But I mean, he was saying, what he was saying was true. I should have been exercising, and it's time to start losing weight. You know, I can't keep using the pregnancy as an excuse. So yeah, I feel like, you know, I have experienced that. But, mm-hmm. So
I really, this is one of Dr. Zentner's posts that really made me think of this. She's something she wrote, she says, every woman deserves access to a healthcare provider who is focused on her health, no matter how much she weighs. And she go on to say that women with obesity will seek out preventative care less than other women. So they're seeking preventative care because they themselves are ashamed. And that, to me, that saddened me. And it said a third of women in the United States who had medical coverage had not had a pap smear. Now, we know that pap smears are preventative for certain cancers. So once again, they're afraid for some reason as healthcare providers, we're not making them feel comfortable, and they just themselves are afraid. And it says the reason for this is that they are afraid to go to the physician because they had been fat shamed in the past. So it just made me really think about that. What I don't want is to ever practice and make anyone feel so ashamed that it's gonna be detrimental to their health, that I just demoted them or made them feel so bad that now they won't seek the care that they need, especially preventative stuff. So I just want to talk about that. You guys have any comments about that?
I can relate to that. It's funny that you said that, because actually that's how I found out that, you know, I needed to really get my act together, and I purposely had not return from my physical because I knew I had gained weight. And I was like, oh my goodness, I can't get my physical until I lose 10 pounds because I don't want her disappointed in me.
Right.
So it's really kind of ironic that you mentioned that. And then, you know, of course, when I went, I did. I had, you know, I went for other reasons because I was actually, it was a sick visit, but I purposely didn't get my, right. you know, preventative because that's why she just did it at that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this, you know, I don't know, maybe the tone should change. And maybe it's not related to the fat shaming or just me being ashamed myself. Like
right.
I should know better. I should have done better. And not having an environment that says, hey, that's okay. We all make mistakes. Let's start over. You know,
right.
so that's,
right.
I can really attest to that.
I just think we go back to like a kid whenever someone is overseeing something. And when it comes to your health, you feel like a child at the doctor's. When you know you're not doing what you need to do, so you feel
right.
embarrassed,
guilty.
You feel guilty, you feel
shame.
The shame, because you know, especially being a provider, you really feel it because it's like you preach
I
this to your
better.
Patients,
right?
So you know you should do better, but at the end of the day, we're all human and we all struggle with things,
right?
But that has a lot to do with why people don't return, because you wanna. It's a piece of us, no matter where we are in life. You wanna,
yes.
you wanna please people. You wanna you wanna do it for yourself. But you know, it's just that part of you that wanna do right, and you know you haven't done it, so you don't go back.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You know, my desire in all of this, I mean, is really to reach out to everybody. I mean, we have to start loving each other more. Be caring. Be more supportive. Be that person that, you know, you can fall down, but hey, sister, I'm gonna pull you back up. You know, we in this fight together. I talk about your, you know, health is wealth. If you're healthy, then you're wealthy because you can actually have the health to go out and make the money. You know, health is wealth. Let's support each other. Obesity is associated with a lot of health issues, and you don't have to stay in it. Do not be unrealistic. The weight didn't come on overnight, so it won't come off overnight. And just support and love people through. And don't be afraid to make drastic changes. Don't be afraid to dream and reach high, to be your best, to be in your best shape. Find it. Hang around with people who's going to support you through this, not just the ones that's going to eat with you so y'all can both be fat. Because sometimes misery likes company. You have to get out of your comfort zone and be with people who is going to elevate you. Right, ladies?
Yes, correct.
If you're the smartest one in the group, then you need to be out of that group and seeking someone else. If you're the fattest one in the group, or all of y'all just like try to see how big y'all can get, you need to move on. Move on. Seek out people that just make you be the best you absolutely can be. I love these women.
Yeah.
I really do. And we are here to encourage and, you know, motivate you to live your best life. And you can do that. It's never too late. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for this episode of the Health Flow Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @thehealthflow, also on Facebook @thehealthflow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.